Hey guys, welcome back to our fourth module on phrasal verbs. I'm Gavin, and today we're going to pretend that I am applying for a job. This is going to be a job interview. Uma entrevista de emprego. Vamos lá. So, a couple weeks before the interview, I like to brainstorm. Gosto de fazer toró de ideias. I ask myself, what will make me stand out from the other applicants? O que vai chamar atenção? Me destacar. To stand out. What will make me stand out from the other applicants? I sum up my achievements in a big list. Tô resumindo, né? I sum up my achievements in a big list. I point out my 10 years of experience. Eu indico, eu aponto. Eu chamo atenção para. I point out my 10 years of experience. That will make me stand out. So, now I have a written list, a written brainstorm. It's time to type it up into my resume, meu currículo. And the phrasal verb to type up quer dizer digitalizar. Vocês falam, né? I'm going to type up my resume on my laptop. I type up my resume and I do it over and over until it's perfect. The phrasal verb to do over quer dizer fazer de novo. A gente gosta de enfatizar over and over and over, que literalmente quer dizer over ou sobre, né? I do it over and over and over. Faço de novo, de novo, de novo. I type up my resume and do it over and over until it's perfect. This is the perfect final version, and the day of my job interview arrives. My resume, meu currículo, I bring with me. I enter the building and I see all the other job applicants. There's like 10 or 15. Wow. I straighten my shirt and I hang out in the lobby with the other applicants. Hang out is a very common phrasal verb in English, which means to spend time with, to maybe chat or just be with other people. We use this phrasal verb a lot when we talk about being with friends. I like to hang out with my friends, for example. But we can use it in the sense that I just said as well. I hang out in the lobby with the other applicants. As outras pessoas se aplicando para o emprego. Because I see so many other applicants, I think to myself, what's something else that will make me stand out? Maybe I should try to impress the secretary. We use the phrasal verb to butter up. Literalmente, manteiga para cima. To mean puxar saco, bajular, talvez. I try to butter up the secretary by smiling at her and offering her gum. I try to impress, tento puxar saco. I try to butter up the secretary by smiling at her and offering her gum. Chiclete, né? But it doesn't work. She's not impressed. I continue hanging out with the other applicants, and then suddenly, Gavin? I hear someone call my name. It's my turn to interview. As I'm walking with the man to the interview room, I mention to him, that secretary isn't very nice. And the man says, oh, don't worry. She's arrogant. She looks down on everyone. To look down on é achar-se a última bolacha do pacote. Eu adoro essa expressão do português. Considerar-se melhor. To think you're the best. To look down on other people. Don't worry. She's arrogant. She looks down on everyone. Even our boss. We arrive at the interview room and I hand over my resume to the man and the committee, and the interview begins. One of the first questions that they ask me is, How would you bring about better sales? To bring about means causar, ocasionar. Como é que você causaria? How would you bring about better sales? And another question. How would you bring about positive change in our office? I respond to that question and to several other questions, and then we all arrive at the most common question in job interviews in the United States. What is your biggest strength and what is your biggest weakness? Qual é o seu maior ponto forte? Qual é o seu maior ponto fraco? So, let's start with my biggest strength. That's a hard word. Strength. Strength. Gavin, what is your biggest strength? And I respond, my biggest strength is that I'm persistent. I never back down. To back down means to admit defeat. Admitir que você fracassou, ou para voltar atrás. My biggest strength is that I am persistent. I never back down. Okay, Gavin, great. So then, what's your biggest weakness? And as the man is asking me about my biggest weakness, his phone starts to ring. What is your biggest weakness? Hold on, I forgot to silence my phone. He says, hold on, no sentido de espera um momento. I already mentioned to hang on, meaning oh, espera. We also use to hold on, the phrasal verb hold, segura, on, em cima, literalmente. But we say this quick when we want the other person to wait for just a second. Oh, hold on, I forgot to silence my phone. He silences his phone and we return to the interview. I'm sorry, let's try that again. What's your biggest weakness? And I respond, my biggest weakness is that I'm stubborn. I sometimes hold on to old ideas. Esse phrasal verb pode ser usado em muitos casos diferentes. To hold on to old ideas is to keep your old ideas, to continue with the old ideas, segurar quase dentro de si. My biggest weakness is that I'm stubborn. I sometimes hold on to old ideas. After a few more questions, the interview is done. I shake hands with everyone, and the man says, thank you for coming in. We'll hold on to your resume and call you when we've made a decision. Now, to hold on to means to keep a physical object for more time. We'll hold on to your resume and call you when we've made a decision. I say thank you. I leave the room, I leave the building, and finally, whew, I can relax. I think that the interview went well. So, let's review the phrasal verbs that we just learned. Stand out. What will make me stand out from the other applicants? Sum up. I sum up my achievements in a big list. Point out. I point out my 10 years of experience. Do over. I type up my resume and do it over and over until it's perfect. Hang out. I hang out in the lobby with the other applicants. I like to hang out with my friends. Butter up. I try to butter up the secretary by smiling at her and offering her gum. Look down on. Don't worry, she's arrogant. She looks down on everyone, even our boss. Bring about. How would you bring about better sales? How would you bring about positive change in our office? Back down. My biggest strength is that I am persistent. I never back down. Hold on. Hold on, I forgot to silence my phone. My biggest weakness is that I'm stubborn. I sometimes hold on to old ideas. We'll hold on to your resume and call you when we've made a decision. Whew! I hope I get the job. I hope you've learned something. And I'll see you next module. Peace out for now.